come to my assistance. And he does. That's why he gives us the need. That's the first reason. We are creatures of need. But then we are also recipients of God's goodness. This is from the past. And that past we know is not only the distant past, but the past, well, that has just passed. From the first moment of our existence, there wouldn't have been a first moment of our existence, because we've already seen there wouldn't have been a we, except there was a he who existed necessarily and brought us into being. He didn't have to. And from that first moment, all through the years, better, all through the moments, until the present one, which passes the moment we speak of it. How much, how everything, we have received. And that, by the way, is a good place to pause. How much we have, long pause. The received is only our human matter of speaking. Relative to God, all we have, we've received. So that have and received are the same, because our very existence is something that has been received. And of course, unless we first have ourselves, we cannot receive anything else, right? There won't be anyone around to receive it. All of this from God. So we ask, why pray? Because there is so much for which to be thankful. And so we pray, as we have just seen, and this is much more spontaneous, in petition for the future. We hardly have to be, though we should still be reminded, to pray for what we need, but also in gratitude for the whole past. But here I would like to add a commentary. I deliberately used the word thankful in order to speak generically of four different ways in which we are to pray thankfully. Each presupposes the one that preceded, and each in sequence becomes more sublime than the preceding. We are thankful towards God when we offer Him, I'll be coining words. You see, our English language is so weak to express the mysteries of our faith. We are thankful towards God when we practice thanks thinking. All thankfulness begins in the mind. If I'm going to be as grateful as God wants me to be towards Him, I must, and for some, after years, it dawns on them, my Lord, I'm supposed to start thinking of your benefits toward me so that I might practice thanks thinking. A conscious awareness of all the good things that God has been and is giving to me. Secondly, not to stop with thanks thinking, to go on to thanks saying. He wants us to articulate our grateful thoughts, to say thank you, and not to feel that because we've said it 1,000 times already, that God is bored by our gratitude. Oh, no. And the bigger the favor, look at ourselves. Don't we appreciate people thanking us? And the bigger the favor, the more we expect them, I might almost say, splurge in their gratitude. We like it. But that's not enough. Not only expressing our gratitude verbally, but showing our gratitude by thanks doing. Doing things out of gratitude for God. This may be a new thought. And if it isn't a new thought, it can always be reinforced in practice. There are so many things that, looking back over all that God has done for us, that as we look at what we are doing for Him, strange language, but we've got freedom, that we wouldn't be doing except that we are so grateful, Lord, all you've done for me, what then, to use the expression I love, what am I doing for thee? Finally, beyond thanks thinking, thanks saying, and thanks doing, the highest form of gratitude towards God, and how casually we use the expression, is thanksgiving, which should really have one more word to make it clear. Thanksgiving up. Where, in other words, out of gratitude for all that God has given to us, we sacrifice. What, except for our gratitude, would hardly occur to us to offer to God. So much for a very rich subject. But we have one more level of reflection on why pray. Remember, we are answering the question, why pray? And we are saying, because we are we. Finally, then, we have sinned. We have offended God. damned because we have offended Him. We deserve to be punished by Him, and we want to be reconciled with Him. In a word, we want Him, in spite of our sins, to be merciful. Why then pray? In order to beg forgiveness, and so expiate by our allegiance, watch the prepositions, by our allegiance, stronger than it would ever have been otherwise, except that we have sinned, our allegiance to God, for our past willful estrangement from God. Our sins correspond to the from. Our expiation corresponds to the to. In a word, then, we pray to make reparation, or, more commonly, make up for our want of obedience to God's will in the past, by telling Him and showing it that from now on we want to make His will our will. Because, you know, the essence of sin is doing our will contrary to the will of God. That's all, but that's plenty, that sin is. From now on, then, in expiation, we want to make utterly His will our own. And if need be, and leave it up to Him, to let us share in His sufferings, in order to prove how sincere we are. In fact, the most powerful prayer we can make is the prayer of pain. Everyone suffers, but not everyone expiates. We expiate when we suffer in order to make reparation for our own sins, and mysterious language cooperate as members of Christ's body in the expiation and thereby reconciliation of the sins of others, and thereby join ourselves with a great expiator, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.